Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody tell me, baby, that it is for 35.
thank Wale Ali for that beautiful music. We appreciate him. He's done a lot. He has done a lot for this community. Wale Ali. Wale Ali, we thank him. He has did a lot for this community. So we appreciate him, and we thank Allah for this blessed moment here in the year 2023, into the year 2024. We thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim, being in this great day and time, although it's a rough time for the people in Pakistan. It was a really rough time for everybody around the globe. Because if you don't know Allah, you don't know who your creator is, you're a messed up. You don't know that that's life after death. You're really messed up. If you don't care about anything, you truly messed up. Okay, how much money you got? So we thank Allah for this Block Talk Radio station. What we like to do now is start open up with a prayer called El Fatiha, meaning to open. It's the first chapter, first ayat of the Quran. The first surah in the Quran is called El Fatiha, meaning to open. And we want to open our talk up on rightly. And the best way to do it is giving thanks and credit and praises to the one creator who created us all. So we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. With the name, Humana Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we delight in being a Rahman Rahim, Malik and only Deen. إياك نعبد إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we should be worshiping, and thy aid we should be seeking. O Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who thou hast brought thy wrath down on. I mean, we'd like to greet our audience again in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting is compete or compare with this greeting here. This greeting is a greeting of peace, and it obligates us to keep the peace in something that we really, truly need in this day and time. Because the peace has been broken by Satan himself. His job is to keep no peace, and Allah's job is for his servants to bring in the peace and keep the peace. And once we do that, we will have a peaceful world to live in. So we greet you in that greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, simply means Allah, may Allah peace and blessing always be on you, and they obligate you and I both to keep the peace. We're here tonight on this Block Talk Radio station calling people back to the oneness of God. So we only bear witness there will never be anything deserving our worship beside the one creator whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He have created this creation to test us in and see which one is worthy of the great reward that the Creator wants to give it for doing an outstanding job here in this wicked, ungodly, society that we were placed in. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the best example and the best one to show us how to operate our life in this environment we call America, which is no different than ancient Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah and all the rest of them together. And that's what you got in America today. Sodom and Gomorrah and modern day Babylon. Anytime that people would play music and call it music, but call it a form of entertainment, it's nothing but a culture of death called the rap music that sang women under the ground and disrespect the human family and turn women and men into the worst human beings that they can be on this earth and think they're enjoying being no good. So we are here tonight to discuss all these problems and also the solution to our problem. We shouldn't be crushing a problem without trying to figure out and understand that the solution to every problem, every situation that God have put on this earth. We were the first one that made a car, but we don't own no cars. So what is the solution to that? The solution to that we come together and we get together and unite and get our own cars, make our own cars. That's simple. But what's so hard is hard to do for us to come together, because it's been too long left the plantation life. And the plantation life taught us how to go against each other, how to put each other against each other, how to disrespect each other. Yeah, we go to church, but one church think they're better than the other church. And the Jehovah's Witnesses think they're better than the Baptists, and the Baptists think they're better than the Catholics. And the Muslims, they have a problem because we have different sets of Muslims. And those Muslims, and some have come into a whole lot of problems, brought a whole lot of problems. So we had to deal with that. But we Muslims should be able to come to the best conclusion, because our book's still fresh. The Al-Quran is still fresh. So we should be able to take that book and solve all our problems. And that's why Allah gave it to us. And that's not a problem that we have that the Quran do not speak about. And we'll solve that problem if we allow it to do so. So we say all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished thing of all the world. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, he is the seal of the prophet. He is the one. Prophet Muhammad prayed for one to come so many years after him. And when the Muslims get away from the foundation that Prophet Muhammad brought, when they start leaning away from the foundation, he asked Allah to allow one to be raised up and to lead the humanity, human being, back to the oneness of the book. When I'm talking about no other than Imam Washington Muhammad, when people were saying Islam, Imam Washington Muhammad revived that by saying it's not Islam, it's El Islam. And no one was saying it's El Islam until Imam Washington Muhammad spoke out about it. A man born from his father. My father had number of third grade education. So this got to be the mind. Imams, they were saying Shahada. Imams said, not the Shahada. It's Shahada Tang, meaning more than one. So Imam brought that to the world attention and the world adjusted to the truth that what they had left out, what they had forgot about, they went back and started picking it up. Of Imam Washington Muhammad, he pointed out many other things that they had left. And so we are here today because a great man, Imam Wahidi Muhammad, will took time to explain us in detail the Al-Quran and the religion and told us about, because there was nobody having no masjid with the chairs out of it until the Imam Wahidi Muhammad first took the chairs out in Chicago and threw it and asked the masjids all around the country to do the same. So that he came to revive the religion. So he earned that title, although he didn't want to be called by that title. He earned that. And he said most of the people, like, he said people, titles come and go. But, you know, he's concerned about a title. He's not concerned about fancy clothes and fancy cars. He would never like that. No righteous man but God ever cared anything about those things. They always care more about the people they were serving than themselves. So that's what kind of leadership we had. Imam Wahidi Muhammad. And we thank him for his excellent leadership. And because of that, we're here today on this message of concern that he left with us, the message of concern. Concern about what? Concern about the whole world being in darkness, being in evil. Corrupt, huh? Being corrupt. Anytime a man take on a color that he don't have and he's corrupt and he got a color that says he's pure, don't you know somebody got to tell him about that? And who do you think has been chosen to tell the man that he's been lied to, he's been tricked? And we all been put on a trick. Because God ain't never said he made anybody of any color. He said he made us human beings. And human beings, according to scripture, supposed to love each other. But we will never love each other as long as one human being holding his physical image up in the world as God, and the other people got to look at it. And what that does is call about inferiority and so-called superiority. And that's why there's no peace on this earth in America. That's why the gang bangers are killing each other up. They're doing it here. They're doing it all over the country. African-American youth are killing each other. Caucasians still lynching and hanging up. Why? They say, well, I killed the black man. The man ain't black. Well, some of us are lighter than the Caucasians. We had a man named Maynard Jackson. He was lighter than most Caucasians. And his hair was just as straight as theirs, as better. But they called him a black man. Hmm? All these corrupt language that Imam asked us to get ready to change the language. And we should be working on the language. I'm listening to comedian night. Every five words he said was, he said nigger. Well, to say a nigger is anybody dirty, low down, and foul. Now, Webb is one who took the English language and brought it to the forefront. He the one mastered the English language and gave the English language the meaning of words that he assembled together. He the one gave, but like Adam. He was like Adam. He named the word and didn't give him that meaning. He named the things and gave him that meaning. He said that a nigger is anybody. He said that it was a dark man, a brown man, a yellow man, a red. He said it's a mentality. He said any man that act corrupt and do corruption can be considered as a nigger. But at one time, it was no word. The Caucasian people could not say nigger. So they said nigger, took the word and put it in a sentence that we can maybe identify with. But he took all the evil out of that word by saying a nigger, anybody, talking about Caucasian, Japanese, Jews, or whatever, can be a nigger. Anybody that dirty, low down, and foul can be a nigger. and what he was saying. But we done took that word and calling each other for we kill each other, for we slap each other, for we run over each other. We the master using that word on each other because we have been on the plantation. The plantation told us that. They told us to worship Jesus in their image. Caucasian people. And they don't want you to tell them about it. They don't want the racial theory to hit them because that burned them up. Anytime you tell somebody the truth, there's like a fire you turn on them. And it burns them up. And they can't take it and get angry, but can't do nothing about it. They don't want that fire on them. Huh? But they shouldn't be worried about the people. They should be worried about the creator of the people. Because Allah said everything goes back to him for the sin. And he is the revenger on whoever have done anybody wrong. He is the final revenger. He's going to revenge them. One of his attributes is he is the avenger. So that means that nobody leave this world without getting the proper judgment they earn. As they say in the Bible, in the Christian language, you reap what you sow. You can't sow bad and get good. If you sow wrong, wrong going to be your own undoing. And when do you come in the idea of what's right and wrong? When you get over 13, 15, 16, 17 years old, you come with you know right from wrong at an early age and that. But that's Allah said when you get the maturity, you know right from wrong, and that's when the judgment start in on your life. When you know it's wrong to do something and you do it anyway. So we say all praise are due to Allah. But Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the lamb. Be on the prophet. He brought the proper understanding to the world. But the world rejected him. They rejected Jesus. Jesus said he was in the world and the world knew him not. Then he told the world that one going to come after him and he going to lead us in all truth. I mean, he going to bring the final judgment in. Huh? So he had to, Jesus said, I got to go away. I'm going away. He said he gonna be nailed to no cross. He said, I'm going away. And you won't see me no more. He said, then again, you will see me. Yeah, you will see him in another situation. You will see him in a situation, he'll be with the Muslim. He'll be with the Muslim. Jesus bow down and put his head on the ground and pray, so do the Muslims. Jesus made wudu before he prayed. The Muslim make wudu before they pray. So Jesus said, you will see me. You see me in another people. So all praise are due to Allah. We are Muslim. We should be celebrating every day the praise of Allah, thanking Allah for all that he does for us. Because when you look at a dog, don't you know it will be? It would have been easy for Allah to make you a dog or a rat or a cat or a monkey or a baboon, but he made you the crown of his creation and called and told you that you are a human being, that you are the crown, you are the best that he made. He said everything he made was good. He made us good, but we let the world trick us out, the entertainment world, the world of music and bone and play. And we told in the Quran not to get caught up in sport and play. It's good to exercise your body. But don't get caught up in sport and play. When it's time to pray, you looking at the sport and play. You ain't praying. You give yourself to the ungodly with the ungodly people. Allah says you will never change your condition until you change what's in your heart about yourself. And most of us, we have a cold heart on ourselves. We hard on ourselves. And we wish that we were somebody else. or we said somebody else got things better. Allah said, no, they don't. They deceive themselves, and you let them deceive you. Ain't nothing they got is better than what Allah done bless you with. And Allah done bless you with a soul and a good mind and heart. That's what's going to carry you into the next life that's going to last forever. This is a temporary life here. This is a life that you are passing through. This life's going to die, and you're going to go into the next life. But whatever you do in this life is determined when God puts you in the next life. And you don't want to live in this hell, which has been hell, is ill hell, and go to hell. You can die to go to hell. And the easiest thing to do is die to go to hell. Why would you die? Why are you living here? They want to die and go to hell. And hell is real. Allah say hell is real. And nobody know they going to hell. But why gamble with your life? Why do wrong and take a risk and gamble, and you might lose, and then you end up in hell for all the years and maybe life. You don't want that. You don't want to be tormented. So Allah says, do right. Do right. Do as much as you can and do right. Don't forget Allah. Don't forget that He is your creator. So those Jews over there doing what they have done and still doing it and doing worship, they got to pay for that. I don't know when, where, or how, but I believe Allah going to keep His word. Allah's word will never fail. And so they ain't making no progress. Their time is limited. So I'm talking about the Zionists, not the good Jews. I hope that you good Jews step up against the bad. I hope they be saved. But those bad ones, they going to reap what they sowed. It was showing that the Muslims praying in the masjid. One of the Israelis walked up to the masjid while the brother was calling the dance and threw the hand grenade in the building and killed all the Muslims. And he walked away laughing. He going to see that again. He going to see that over and over again. That going to speak volumes from him when he goes on the other side. When that death angel come get him and drag out his soul and take him to the other side, and he going to wish that he never, never did anything like that. But it will be too late. He going to ask Allah to come back into the life cycle, and Allah is going to let him know that what Allah says in the scripture, I'm looking at your life cycle, your life, and your life showed me that nothing that you would do different than you already have done. So hellfire with you. Huh? You can't do wrong. You as a child know not to keep doing wrong to his mama. Mama said, oh, his father, take out the trash, make up the bed, wash the dishes, keep clean the floor, keep the house clean, turn that TV off. The child know when it's wrong. It know when it's bucking. They call it bucking. They take the mama said something. The child push the button to see how far he can go with his mama before his mama put his foot down. The child knows. It's in his nature. But these children today, they are so smart. Everything that we wanted to be, every places and everything we want to see, these new generation that's coming up, these Muslims coming up now, they going to see that and then some. I remember Imam W.D. Muhammad said that if America come up with cars that fly, they're going to be the African-Americans to produce it. The rejected and spies is going to be the one to produce it, because those people that is in charge now, they can't receive the opportunity to advance this world because they have treated the people that they so-called supposed to treat it right, they treated it wrong. So they lost their advancement. They lost their chance to advance their lifestyle. They lost it during that time of oppressing people. Allah said he do not like, he don't want oppression on himself. He do not like oppression. And that's what those people over there are being oppressed. And they're being oppressed over here. I just found out tonight that they said that the reason that they can, the police can do whatever you want to, and nothing, nobody can do it. The Supreme Court voted for them to do that, allowed them to do that. They said that the Supreme Court voted that they can sue, but they can't, the police ain't got to stop abusing, especially the black citizens. This has been said by the Supreme Court. There was a brother in California, they stopped it, and they choked him in California. His nose was bleeding. He fumbled. He urinated everything on himself, and he woke up, and they gave him a ticket because his tail light and let him go. He sued in the courts of Tennessee, and the state of California said there's no more choke hold that's going to be put on people. So he won that case. So, but the California police officer appealed to the circuit court, and the circuit court agreed with the other court. And the other court, so they took it to the police, took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said that we don't know that they gonna choke that person again, so we don't think he might get choked again. So that is stripped down. The police can use any choke hold on anybody they choose to. Huh? That's what they saying. The Supreme Court passed that law. See, nobody likes us. And we pay these people with our tax money to abuse us. And they know it. There's no one that calls it. They don't care about no First Amendment or Second Amendment or Fifth. They don't care nothing about that when it comes to us. The Supreme Court support the evil. And who put all these Supreme Court people that voted for that Trump, and the Republican put these evil Supreme Court nominees on the bench? How do people get a job forever? They can't get fired. Hey, that's the same way the Communist Party operates. And Supreme Court operating the same way. And it's going to take all the good people of this country to change that. That they go 4 years or 5 years. They have to be voted in just like the president. We can't keep nobody sitting in no office and give them a lifetime job, and they can do as much and do whatever they want to, and nothing, they're accountable to nobody. But that's setting up a God over us. So we have to work to change it. We're going to have to work to change it. And we're going to have to have faith in our ability to change it. And that's why our voice is the most powerful voice out there today. The Muslim voice, the Muslim sympathy, concern for the world. Nobody has that like that. But Gino Jenny, he is using sanity with Islam. He's saying one thing in Christianity, then come back and back it up with the Quran. That was Gino Genius doing. So everybody using the language, our language. and they use it in a way to get over on people. And we must change that ourselves. Allah didn't give us this language so we can give it to them so they can take and misuse. Now, Gino, he's good on talking about the homosexual. Because those people ain't got no place in paradise according to say a scripture. Huh? Allah only knows that. But we know Allah give everything his life to reproduce itself. And we know two men can't reproduce themselves. We know two women cannot reproduce themselves. We know Rome fell because after they won all the war, they got lazy. We didn't carry a book. They would get a slave from Persia and other parts of the world and had this slave carrying their pencil around. Everything they need, they was too. They got too soft. They wouldn't carry nothing. They let the slaves carry them around, and they always picked a big, strong looking, muscle bound looking slave. And they would start and losing they common sense as being a man and start lusting after men. And that's why Rome fell. They start being men. They start being most. The men start acting more like women, and so they could not win a war again. So that's why the homosexual should have taught us, and even Donald Trump was right. You shouldn't have no homosexuals in the army. In the army, they said, if you like that, don't tell, don't bring it out. Just keep it hid, and you'll be all right. Because if the man's a homosexual, he's going to be looking for a male to lay with. If a woman homosexual, she's going to be looking for a woman to lay with. Those people are took over, but they don't believe in God. And now they're took over to come at our children. They say they coming for our children. Now, if they coming from your child and they get your child, they go, your family tree is over with. Your family tree is through. But they don't care. They have took an oath from Satan itself. They going to be who they is, and they know they can't reproduce themselves. But they don't care. And they going to take as many people with them as that's a hell. And they're going to take as many of the people with them who want to go. They showing commercials of homosexual. They showing Mackey commercial with homosexual. Budweiser, a lot of Budweiser people didn't want their homosexual to be shown, and they protested, and the homosexual stopped buying Budweiser beer. So these powerful groups that come together want sympathy, talking about they've been discriminated. They know how blacks feel, and they've been treated worse than blacks. They do all that like the Jews said. Nobody likes them, and nobody tell them why nobody likes those Zionist Jews. Somebody needs to tell them why people don't like you. You're no good. You're rotten, you're a murderer, you're a phony, you're crooked. Somebody need to tell them that. Well, somebody said, why don't you tell them? I do. I get out there in the street, I tell them that they some of them are homosexual. They are through. They are not what God ordered. They have made themselves being unnatural. That's unnatural to me to be kissing and hugging. That's an ugly, nasty looking scene. And now they want you to be a homosexual and also have a dog playing up in the bed with you. Satan is working. Satan is going to pick back up on, looked like he was about to die. He's going to pick back up. So we got to fight harder to get rid of Satan. and we do that, we will win. Because Allah said he would those who do right. So I thank Allah for allowing this Block Talk radio station to come on 6 days a week and spread the word that there ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides God. I ask the people, you going to get mad at me because I worship one God? You got three gods? And your book said that if you got three gods, you got two too many. That God is one and alone. Don't worship nothing in the water, in the sky, on earth. That's everywhere. Don't worship nothing and call it God. That God is bigger than anything that you can imagine. Don't make no image of him. Worship God in spirit and truth. And we said, how do you form a spirit? How do you form the truth? They had no form. So we said, that's a God that's equal to every people. That every people should love because it don't have no discrimination in it. God don't have no discriminate. Ain't nothing that you can imagine that God. God is the God of all of us. He is the one who lives and he never dies. God do not need anything. God don't use no restroom. The human being got to use the restroom. Jesus ate. That means he had to use the bathroom. God do not eat. And you can't kill God. You can tell a lie like they lied on Christ Jesus. He died for the sins of the people. If that was true, why they keep opening more new and more modern-looking jailhouses to put us in, not the sinners, but the one who created the sin? They ain't going to jail. So all praise is due to Allah. So we say anybody got anything they would like to make comments on, make a statement, all you got to do is match one on your phone, and you will be brought into the queue. And we will see you in the queue, and we'll cut your mic on and let you start presenting what you have on your mind, what you want to say. Because we all got something to say. We done lived on this oven. It's been an oven to us, and it's been a hell. It's been a heaven for the ungodly people. It's been a heaven. The ungodly people get all kind of break. Huh? They get all kind of brave because if they don't get caught, the people don't look for them. But when it comes to us, they look for us until they find us. And they put us away. We join the army, go in the army, call ourselves fight. We trick ourselves, time we go and fight for our country. And that sounds good, but that ain't got no foundation. You going to arm to go, talking about you going, and you end up fighting the very people who taking you over there. The very people that you go, they call you coon and nigger and everything else, and discriminating you at every turn they make. And they call themselves by a name they ain't, a white person. I'm a white man. Huh? They ain't white, ain't never seen a white man. Somebody walking down the street white as snow. God didn't make none. God ain't made no black man. My skin is not black. My skin is the skin that God gave me and then put me in the skin and give me five senses to live inside this skin. This is my vehicle to carry me around, and it's different from all the other vehicles that you see, all the other bodies out there. It is a different identity from any other body. God said he's one and alone. And we make a human being, he make that human being unique. He has, no one has his fingerprint. No one has his true DNA. They found his DNA. That means the soul is different. Huh? So no one has the same DNA. And no matter if I had a twin, his DNA is my DNA is different. Allah said that. The one who said no leaf fall off a tree without his permission, that without him knowing about. So Allah is the greatest. When we realize that that's true, that is Allah, we all going, inshallah, we don't supposed to say when we turn, but we know we going somewhere when we leave him. We ain't going back to our mamas, and we definitely ain't going to Jesus or Moses or Abraham or Prophet Muhammad, may God be. We going to the one who created them. We're not going back to nowhere else but to those who Allah say he knows and we know not. And when he speaks about mansions and the places, how they look with water running beneath the fruit eaves and the pig, a garden of beauty. This is what God has ascribed what the human being going to receive from, and said no man has ever seen anything like what Allah has for him. This world has nothing to offer the human being on what Allah is offering the human being. Nobody has nothing to compare with what Allah has offered me. They show us flying saucers. They show us, they show us all kind of shit flying through the air. But none of them had anything to offer us like what Allah said he going to offer us. So I see we got somebody here raise their hand, and I'm going to bring them in and let them hear from them. I have been talking. So now I'm going to let that person. Assalamu alaikum, 408, last two, four digits, or 2968. State your name.
My name is Craig.
Okay. Well, Craig, you got something to say? Or you got a question you want to ask?
Well, I just want to say that, the truth about what people be saying can be recognized, through the spiritual channels that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone is saying to somebody that doesn't line up with the truth that's in the person that's listening, then they would automatically not want to receive from that person what they're saying because of that truth.
Okay.
Now, some people think they have this truth that comes against the truth, and that could be a problem for some people, if you understand on a deeper level what I'm saying.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because after all, I am talking about responsibility,
right?
You understand, right? And so in order to have that responsibility, you would have to have the kind of discernment that would put you in a kingship position, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because a king will take a situation where there's two sides to it, and the two sides bring it to the table so the king can look at both of them and decide which one is right and which one is wrong. In some cases, people are surprised. But the surprise is that the king knows what he means because he says what he means. Right?
Right. I mean, for what we know, we as Muslims, we only see the only king we recognize is the one who created us. The other kings are what people like.
That's right.
And most of
that's
those
right.
kings are dictators. They're not there. And some of them are good.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you all know that there's a connection to the king. You understand that. And there's a connection
right.
where you go to get your information. So you can know if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there has to be somebody that represents the truth. Otherwise, you couldn't have somebody to follow. And as an example is what I'm trying to say.
I agree to that. But that's why we vote here in America, and that's why we vote in. We take sure on the most of the things affect us all. We take sure on that. We vote on it.
But you have to remember something that's very important that when you came into this world, that you came through the water. There was a bubble of water around you when you came down the birth canal. Do you understand this?
Free, yeah.
Okay. So man has already considered this process, my friend, and there's the law of the land and there's the law of the water. And when man was considering the water process, he also considered you coming down the birth canal in that water. When it broke, you were an anchor, and man already had planned for you, Senor.
Yeah,
do you understand?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, listen.
Right.
And listen, I'm going to try to help you get out of this shit. You understand?
Go ahead, yes, sir.
Saying, you know, when there's a pile of shit, you have to get out of this shit because you can't deal with this shit no more. When you see what I'm saying, you look at this shit, you look at it for what it is, and you can not get out of it unless you see what I'm saying. And then when you see what I'm saying, you can remove yourself from that shit, and then you can not get back into it, or you can be beguiled and tricked like you're not in it, but you're really in it, and then you can be fucked even harder than you are now. Do you want to get fucked harder, or do you want to just say, fucking call it quits? We're not doing this shit no more.
Well, I'm gonna do what the final revelation have pointed out for me to do. I'm gonna follow the best example, follow the best thereof. I'm gonna follow the word of the creation, of the creator who created me, and on the mold of Adam. I'm an extension of Adam.
Let me show you something. I know we're on a platform like this. I get that. Let me show you something. I'm gonna take you back to the beginning. All right, we're gonna go back way to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Listen carefully. In the beginning, God created old covenant Israel. Does that ring a bell?
Well, yeah. I mean, that ring a bell. If you don't study, if you don't seek to understand that, that's right. See, we had a final revelation. We know the revelation before it was tampered with. If it's not the revelation, not speaking well and good for all people, it's not from God, because God said we all should come together and be one.
You just jumped off the track a while back. I'm going to show you something. Listen. Revelation, the book of Revelation, right? I'm an eschatology master, bro. Eschatology master. Okay? That makes me a spiritual leader, bro. Listen, let me show you something. In the beginning, God created old covenant Israel. If you look at that heaven and earth where it says heaven and earth, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's looking at me.
Listen, let me show you something. So you go to the next place in God's word, in the old covenant, where it says heaven and earth. You follow me?
I'm listening.
Okay. So you find this in Leviticus. You ever been familiar with the book of Leviticus?
Yes.
Okay. Go to Leviticus chapter 26 and go to verse 19, bro. And read it to me. Read it to me. I'm going to listen. You read it now. I don't want you to say nothing else. Just read the verse, bro.
Leviticus 26,
verse 19.
26, verse 19, okay.
Just read the verse. Don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing else, bro.
Okay, well, okay.
That's
well,
what
we
I
do
listen.
Have. Well, they got some lamb.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I just wanted to say one thing, and because you don't know if we have children on it, and he was very disrespectful, you know, all that cursing and stuff like that. So I just wish he would make sure he don't drag. Let me finish talking. You're supposed to let me finish talking, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I said,
yeah,
and so I just said. Okay, so all I'm saying is that just make sure that they don't happen again because
what you
they come
about,
on.
Though? What you talking about? What you talking about?
All that
though?
The cursing, the foul language that you're using.
No, that's
using,
not
cursing.
What we're doing, lady. We ain't doing none of that.
Oh, you did
I
it
just
before.
Pointed, I just pointed out very clearly how we do it. The gentleman was listening, but you ain't listening, lady.
No. What I'm saying is that didn't you use some? You use some foul words a few minutes ago?
No,
cursing words.
No, I never used
those cursing words.
No. I didn't learn none of that stuff. No, I don't have to use that on this platform, lady. I don't have to do none of that.
I know, but I said, those cursing words you was used? Because I just want to know so I could tell my children.
No,
that, so they could,
no, I'm
okay.
Sorry. No. Please, no. God bless you. No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you. I ain't tripping like that. No. Go ahead, mister. What you was talking about?
Well, I'm turning it into a big visitor.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 19, bro. That's all I was pointing out to you. You can go ahead and read that. It's gonna go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, homie.
Okay, it says we always say Bismillah. We always ask the Creator to help us. We say Bismillah. It said, I will break the pride of the young power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth of brass, and your strength shall be split in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of that land.
Are you going beyond the verse that I asked you to quote?
Well, I'm reading the Leviticus, like you said,
19 doesn't go on. How far does it go on again?
Yeah, I went on and on. It says, okay, with the 19, it says, I will break the prize of your power and will make your heaven an iron and your earth a brass.
Okay. Well, it says period right there, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's go to the period right there. Now, when you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, there's a period right there, too. You understand this, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I read the Bible. And
I know. Look. Don't get sidetracked.
The president of the Bible, I found out that many places that those people went into the book didn't know what they were doing, and they changed things from their right and put it
That's what I'm trying to show you right now. I'm trying to show you that young. I'm trying to show you that young right now. I'm trying to show you that right now.
They've
okay.
changed the words other places in the Bible. The Bible said don't
okay,
make no image God in
okay.
it, but they still make a
okay,
image.
Okay, look. Let me show you
mm-hmm.
something. When you put when you read the word of, when you're reading the word of God, I mean you could be black,
yeah.
white, yellow, green, I don't care who color you are or what background you came out of. Ultimately, you're going to come to the conclusion that when you're reading the Word of God, you're here to learn. You ain't here to tell God what you think, because God ain't got no business
right.
in that. You understand?
Right.
Okay. So when I'm talking to you, I don't want you coming against what I'm saying, because then I got to take time out to deal with you. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
the truth stand out, falsehood.
Well, you know, come on, man. You want me to hang up, bro? I can just hang up and say, screw it. You know, look at it. You already got this.
Do you believe that greater than falsehood?
If you had ears to hear, you would say, look at just go ahead and say what you're going to say, and I'll listen.
Water into wine. So truth stand out clear from falsehood.
I understand all that.
That's what you're saying.
Look, you're going the religious route on me. I ain't religious, though, dude. I ain't religious. That's
right.
the problem.
But
I'm trying to point out the problem to you so you can see that when this guy right here is coming at you, we ain't talking about no religious shit, man. We're talking the truth, man.
Yeah, what religion means, the truth.
Well, dude, religious people do this stuff all the time, Holmes. I'm
not
fake-ass motherfucker up here just calling in to be a fake nigga. Fuck that.
Well, I
ain't no fake-ass bullshit.
Like
I'm real shit.
You
don't understand
mouth.
What I'm saying because you keep coming against what I'm talking about, man.
If you an atheist, do you believe in God? Do you believe
I ain't
in,
no atheist, dude. What you talking about, atheist? Where you get that from? You must
what
listen
you
to somebody
you
else. You got to listen for somebody else.
No,
I ain't that person. No, this is the real deal Holyfield, man. This is higher ground, Holmes. I had to come down to where you are, but you think this is some kind of game.
Well, let me say this.
Okay, go ahead.
I never seen a white man in my life because God didn't make me. I never seen a black
man. Okay, that's cool. I can agree with that. Okay, fine.
A human being is one who love human beings. His job
that's
is
what
not
I'm talking
to
about,
pain,
though. Why do you keep confusing it?
Well, truth stand out clear from falsehood. That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
We're here to bring the truth. We're here to bring that there's only one God. That's the only reason we're here. If we believe in one God, we'll become one people. And that's what Satan done, divide the people up in sex, divide them up in colors and different nationalities. It shouldn't be with one race, and that's the human race. And when the human race gets back on their job doing what human beings should do, then we're going to treat each other better than we treat a dog. We're gonna treat each other better than we treat our animals. And Prophet Muhammad said in the last day, you'll see people loving animals better than they do human beings. And that day has arrived. Jesus said in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day has arrived also. So these are the things that we were told we would see at the end of time. And we living in that time right now. You can't tell. You don't know who is a man or who is a woman. And I had to cut him. I had to take him, cut him off because his mouth was too foul for, Sister Karan was saying, to be on this show. His mouth was too foul. I muted him out so he wouldn't be cussing and saying all the filthy things that he thought that he was saying. We don't need that. We don't need nobody who's going to have a filthy mouth to come on here and curse because we got children, and then we got people who want to be respected, and he going to do all that vanity So that means he's on the show, but he's not going to say anything again, I guess, because I didn't mute him out. I take him out there. I'll take him off the I didn't take him off the radio, but I did mute him out because he is and he are doing too much cussing. We don't have that on the show. And she said, he asked him, was he cursing? He said, no. He just bold-faced and lied. He did curse. So anyway, we thank Allah for this Blog Talk radio station where we can mute you out when you come over here cussing, acting unnatural. We can mute you right out. We don't need no competition or nobody like that to come on here and to disrespect this honorable show, method of concern, Blog Talk radio station. We don't need nobody like that. And we can't help everybody. We know that. And there's some people who are going to lose because they want to be lost. But all praise is due to Allah. If anybody else would like to say anything, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Anybody else would like to say anything, all you got to do is match one. So we're here to clear up the problem that we incurred from this world that we were born in. I look at the babies today. Went to up to the Sister Claire Muhammad School of Atlanta, and went there to take them some brochures with Brother Benjamin Masthead. He took some brochures to give to the children about Imam Waqif Siddiq Muhammad. They probably didn't know much about him, and the teachers passed them out. And the student is going to write an essay or something on that brochure about Imam Waqif Siddiq Muhammad. So, and those children are so smart. Listen to how they talk. They talk different. They are a lot different, and they well-mannered. They respectful, young people. And so, you know, they got every culture there. They got Caucasian, Spanish. They got Africans there at that school, and got brothers and sisters from the Middle East and Far East. They all there at that one school, and they getting ready to enlarge that school because it have got too small. Because the people are bringing their children to that school. And they're trying to get in that school because they want to save their children. And after seeing our school and pass by a public high school and see how those children acting and the way they were talking. And I mean, if we don't do something quick, we're going to lose a lot of our children. Because there's no respect. Nobody afraid to tell the child what he can't do, what he shouldn't be doing. And that's what I see going on in the public school. Just let them do whatever they want to. So we don't do something quickly. We're going to lose a whole lot of our children. And we're losing them because shootouts now, the last couple of shootouts, especially in Atlanta, around Atlanta, the grandmama was holding a baby in her arm. The bullet came through the door and hit grandmama. The woman was in the house with her children. The bullet came through there and hit her baby and killed him. Another case, a woman was in the house and the shootout broke out and killed the 2-year-old, 3-year-old. So these people that we refuse to raise and act like we're scared of our own children, they done got worse than the people that was in the Wild Wild West. And we don't do nothing quickly to turn this around. We're going to lose a whole lot of them because most of them done looked at Netflix and all this other junk
and they think they tough. And when they get a little gun in them and get a little alcohol, they don't care what they'll say or what they might do. They'll do it. There ain't no reason. They gonna do it. And somebody gonna get hurt. But when they get to court and find and see the reality of their life is over with, they gonna be in jail for the rest of their life. Only thing they can do is cry. But it's too late because somebody didn't try to reach that child. Our mothers, they might have been a little strong and father a little strong, hit you with something, but we survived that and we are better off than most, than the children you see today. Children don't have they don't have nothing. Some of them don't have no respect for the people that, they look at the people that in front of them are being worthless, dumb, and they know everything. You can't tell them nothing. I don't want to tell them nothing. But so we got to get control of that. So praise be to Allah. Allah didn't make us Muslim for us to sit down on this world. He made us Muslim so we could present ourselves as a Christ, as a Moses, a Prophet Muhammad, may Allah peace and blessing be upon him, or Elijah, or Dr. King. He made us Muslim to wake up our conscience and not fear the people that need us, but let them fear you or fear God. And that's what they do. They fear that when you tell them the truth, they get quiet. Because they know you telling the truth by them. But they got to make their mind up what way they going to go, to the left or the right. Are they going to get their life in order? But we got to make them realize that their life is valuable. It's more valuable than a diamond ring or gold chain or a Cadillac car. They putting their value on the wrong thing. Their value should be on common sense, human dignity, human quality. If their value on and not on that, they ain't got no value. Their value no bigger than an animal, and they gonna lose that precious gift of God put in their soul. They gonna lose their soul, and once the soul gone, they done lost everything. They can gain the whole world, but if they lose their soul, they ain't got nothing. They gone. They just a piece of meat with bones in it, walking around. They have no conscience, they have no soul. And who you think been chosen to mention that to them before they can get back on the track? Allah have chosen us. If you have chosen us, you show me who else in this world that could represent what God wants the world to have. Show me what other people. Farrakhan can talk all that talk he wants to, and he can make you feel bad and all that, but he ain't saying there ain't but one God, that God is the greatest, that God is not a man, God is the creator of man. He not saying that. He ain't saying nothing. He just putting himself deeper in a well of fire. You can't say God's a man today, and all the evidence show you got the Quran, holding the Quran up and say, this is your book. And your book said, don't make no image of God. God is bigger than anything that you can imagine. You're going to hold book of God. I'm thinking for the messenger. Which messenger? You ain't thinking for Prophet Muhammad. And Elijah Muhammad told you that he didn't come to teach you religion. He come to hold you into the one coming behind them or coming to teach you religion. He ain't come to you. He come to clean you up, and that's what he did. We were cleaned up, but our mind was no different than the Christian. Only thing we didn't do, we didn't carry guns and didn't want to go and set nobody on fire and burn a cross in front of their house. We went for that. That wasn't us. So all praise are due to Allah. Anybody else would like to say anything at this time, we will see you in the queue. But our guest that came on cursing,
we pray for you. We think you know it all, and you probably know a little bit, but it's taking you straight to the the wrong way. There ain't but one way, and that's the right way. And if you're not saying you worship God in spirit and truth, that you believe there's a heaven and a hell, that you believe that you're going to die and go to either one of them that you choose to go to, then you ain't saying nothing. You just barking up a tree, because you ain't fooling us. We done heard the best liars, the best deceivers. And we know truth from falsehood. We know a liar from the person that's telling the truth. And what you're saying about what you are this and that, it don't mean a hill of mean if you're not grounded in oneness of God. It don't mean nothing. So you can say whatever you be, whatever you are, you're Caucasian or alhamdulillah. Because God said we all come from Adam. And the best one of us came from Adam is one who obey God the best. Not the one who got the light skin or the dark skin, the brown. The one who obey God the best. The one who love his mother and father and his sister and brother, love and respect his neighbor, and one who cares about the world that they live in, the one who prays and gives him charity, the one who fasts when God tells him to fast, and I told all the religious people to fast. All people supposed to be fasting, and they're supposed to be fasting with God, not to be fasting to lose weight or to please some friend or please the preacher of the imam or the rabbi, but fasting to please their Lord. So anybody else got anything they would like to share and share with us tonight, we will see you in the queue. If you can't get in the queue, you match one, you cannot get into the queue, that's call me at 444-221-5630, and I will see your I will receive your phone call, and I know that you will tell me you want me to cut your mic on, and I will. But if you can't get in the queue, you match one and don't let you in, just call me at 444-221-5630, and we will cut your mic on. We thank Allah for everybody who be on here tonight and who comes on here. We even thank Allah for the one person who think that don't realize man sharpens man. And the best man is the one who obey God the best, and that will come out. And the best man is one who respect what Allah wants the person to say. And we always want to say the right thing, and we say the wrong thing. We ask Allah to forgive us. But you don't hear us cussing. You don't hear us saying no fantasy, saying nothing that will hurt or injured a child or disrespect a woman or disrespect anybody. You won't hear us doing that. So we thank Allah for everybody who's on. For anybody who would like to say anything at this time, we will cut your mic on. We would love to hear from you, what you have to say, because we know that you've been woke all day. You've seen something different. You heard something different. You read something in a paper, or you seen something in the news that you want to share. And we know the news is controlled by Yahudi, the Jews, the ungodly Jews. And they control the news. And we realize they control the advertisement. They control Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. And from the Pepsi and all the other cola came, first was the Coca-Cola that an African-American who was serving her boss, I think it was in Georgia, serving her boss, and she decided to whoop that Coca-Cola up, and served it to her boss and her boss' guests, and they fell in love with it, and they talked to her and got that recipe and started making Coca-Cola, and forgot to tell the people that she was the one who invented it. Hmm? They forgot. They forgot they stole that when they made the first car. We made the first car, but the people stole it and forgot to tell anybody else that we made the first car. We made the air conditioner. We made the blower. We made so many things that they stole from us. Hmm? And then just like they do the Native Americans, they stole this land and made it like it ain't nothing happened. Then they tell the biggest lie in the world, Christopher Columbus discovered this place. And there was somebody already there. They said that loud, that lie so proudly. They put it in the history books at the high schools and the public in the elementary school. Oh, Christopher Columbus discovered America and so sometime came to a lie. Full of lies. So now we know they lie. What we gonna do about it? We gonna do like Suntez from Florida said, racial theorists don't want to be taught no more. They don't want to hear nothing about no black history. And we know February coming up in a month or two. And they used to give you a week, now they give you a month, and the shortest month in the 12-month calendar, 12 months, it's the shortest 28 days. Mention about black history. They don't want you to mention nothing about black history because you eventually figure it out. You're smart enough to now know that white history is nothing but a lie. George Washington, the first president, he fought, went across the Delaware. How many African American women that he had in his White House with his wife, Betty, whatever her name? How many black women they laid up with in the White House? Jackson, Jefferson. How many African American women he laid up with, pregnant and got babies by, and then disowned them? What kind of president is? You call him a president? Thurman, pregnant that his maid and got children and was taken care of and sent him to college, and then she went and seen him and exposed him in Washington. He didn't run for office no more. And he was one of the biggest racists in South Carolina. But he enjoyed the African-American woman. And then when she get pregnant, he shut her mouth off, paid off, be quiet. All this hidden stuff they get us to hide. All the things they've done to us. Now we don't want reparations. We don't want them to pay us. We don't want money. When Jews get money and what they get the money for, they get money because Hitler put them in a concentration camp. We didn't do it, but they paying them reparations and only killed 6 million of them. They killed 100 million of us. So who deserves reparations? Huh? The ones who forget overnight, who you can beat all day long, and next day he don't forget about it because he loved Jesus. Love that Caucasian image. Huh? Take the whole world, give me that Caucasian image. What we tell the Christians out there in the street, that you said, take the whole world, give me Jesus. Give me that Caucasian man. Take my bank account. Take my home. Take all my land. Take my children. Give me Jesus. That's what you said. He get quiet as a pin. Because true will will set you free, and true will make you realize that you've been a liar. And it's time to come up out of the lies. So anybody else got anything they would like to say at this time? Somebody, match one and come into the queue. Somebody got something to say. If ain't nothing, oh, there you go. Let's go somebody. Let me see. Look like Sister Holly. How are you, Lala?
Alhamdulillah. That's what I like.
Sister. Well, whatever you want to say, you got it, sister.
Yes, sir. You know, I appreciate you hanging up on that brother because his mouth was so foul. It was just ridiculous he even said that many words. Because I was counting at least 10 words that was just terrible. And don't have him as a guest again because he don't know how to behave himself.
Yes, you sure did. Sister Karan put the sister don't mind bring it out like him. When she stood up, I had to stand up. I'll hopefully I'll find something good coming from it. But he only got worse, or so we had to. I had to put him on mute.
Yeah,
I didn't mean
to
let him go. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
It's
ridiculous.
Hey, y'all took a trip to Florida.
Yeah.
What kind of turkey did you eat? Did you eat duck with the turkey? Did you eat the chicken? What all did you do? The so-called Thanksgiving Day. Anything you want to share with us?
Well,
ma'am,
Thanksgiving.
You know,
as Thanksgiving, okay. It was pretty quiet and it was pretty nice. You know, and I just was a little saddened because I wasn't with a lot of family members. But, you know, Allah's in charge and the traffic was so crazy out there, flying or any kind of transportation. It was just, you know, crazy. So it was better to stay home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have boycott Israeli products in France.
Mm-hmm. But you know what they have done. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, go ahead. I'm going to be quiet. You got it. Yes, ma'am.
No, I want to hear what you're saying, bro.
No. All day I was saying the reason it's so quiet, they don't let all these people in this country at one time, and they building all these houses up to let them stay in. And these people get these nice homes, nice brand-new apartments, $400 for a house, $400,000 for a house. And they getting these things and cars and everything, and they getting these jobs Amazon and UPS. You know the people that you call there, you can't understand the English they're speaking. Getting these jobs, and
they're not getting.
So what are we going to school for now? What they're trying to do is dumb us all down with homosexuality and with the dogs and with the sickening clothes they're making. They're making clothes to make you sick. Now they want to put tattoos all over your face and all over your body. And many employees up in the where you make a lot of money, if you got a tattoo on, they won't even allow you to be in their establishment. So they know what they're doing. They're setting us up for failure. So,
right.
You know, the only thing we can do is warn. And we know many of the churches, that they get 501c3, they don't turn and say, okay, for the homosexual to come and join them and family with them. And so they don't fall into that idea. So we live in a world that constantly the evil is looking like it's winning, but we know it's not winning. But that's what they want. The brother was saying how bad it's over there in Israel, how bad it is. And I said, well, you know, Allah knows everything. He don't let nothing escape him. No thought that been made or no thought that coming up that Allah don't know, and he weighing it and he playing and they playing, and Allah is the best of planning. So we and Allah done told us that. So he gonna do what Allah say he gonna do, and I believe
that's right.
He freed us and we will be much better off. We had people that were standing in our way and telling we can't do this and we shouldn't trust this person and that. We all had our own banks and stuff. We all in all our community. We should have all our stores. There shouldn't be a store in our business, in our community that don't belong to us. No one else got a stove in our business, but everybody else, we have no stoves in nobody else's neighborhood, but everybody got a business in our neighborhood. And we allow that because the preachers, the imams, all of them have to speak out against that and warn us. The problem with that, we're going to lose our generation, we're going to lose our children. We can have smaller children in the world, but we got to send them off to work for somebody else. So what good is them being smart if they got to go somebody else and build up and keep what they got, build up, and they're not going to be able to build what we need up because we don't have the money to give them. So that got to change. We got to keep our best and find with us to build our bank up, our community center, our skating ring, our bowling alley, our truck industry, or our food supply up. We got to have our children to be there to build those things up and trust them and know that they love us and we love them and they're going to show it. And this is what the Caucasian, he don't mind us competing with him playing basketball and catching a football, but when it comes to us competing with him in business, he don't want us nowhere near that. So he done made that clear. The Jews done made that clear. They don't want us, because we the biggest spenders in the world. We the big consumers in the world. No other people consume and buy much junk as we buy. And they know that. Like the man said, our God can be running over. And you go out there to the rich people, garbage can, that hard anything in the garbage can, because they don't spend money like we do.
Yeah, that's right.
They save their money. They invest their money. So we got to start doing that. So I think what I want to say, so you want to say something else, sister?
I was going to mention also, Chief Imam W.D. Muhammad also said, you follow the garbage. Right to our doorstep.
We just
all over the place, messy. But I also just got a text. Sister Shirley, Imam W.D. Muhammad's wife, passed away.
Oh no!
Yeah,
from Allah we will return. Daya, please. Anyway.
So, yeah, she been sick a while.
She's been sick. So I guess they'll bring it up on the lifeline. A long way, but we all come in the league.
That's right.
We thank Allah for the time and the years we had to be on this earth, because many my friends didn't live as long as I am. Even some of my youngest and oldest brothers did not live longer. So thank Allah for every day He allowed to be on this earth to be tested.
Amen. 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 Allah is in charge all the time. I like to share this boycott Israel products, drinks, food, clothes and shoes, and beauty industry. Starbucks, Nestle, Nescafe, Coca-Cola, you were just talking about that, Sprite, Fanta, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Evian Water, Tropicana Juice, Gatorade Drink. These are the things to boycott. Clothes and shoes, Marks and Spencer, Ralph Lauren, Levi's, Gap, Nike, Converse, Calvin Klein, Victoria's Secret, La Senza, Tommy Hilfiger, and Timberland, Pampers, Giorgio Armani. food, McDonald's, Kit Kat. Oh, we ain't got no business going to McDonald's no how. Kit Kat, KFC, Maggi, Doritos, Lay's, Bugles, Haagen-Dazs, Nature Valley, Pillsbury, Fruit by the Foot, Roll-Ups. And then the beauty, Maybelline, Gartner, Lancôme, Revlon, Estee Lauder, and Johnson and L'Oreal. I'll send this text to your wife, inshallah, tonight,
well,
so that way you...
We already, you can please send it, but we already, Pepsi and Coke and all that other, and McDonald's, soon we heard the word went out. We stopped going in those places. I wasn't going in to the Colonel's place because I'm scared that he's selling that factory chicken, you know, that makes the chicken in the factory. And they, you know, and I'm not, and a lot of Chinese restaurant places I'm going in, but I wonder where to get all them, that scrub fried rice with all them little small chicken wings and look like bird wings. I just stop eating. I don't even know where I'm in the Muslim restaurant. And we got to get the word around to the Muslim restaurant because they selling a whole lot of Coke products. So we got to get the word out.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to do that. Definitely got to do that. I was in a... We were on the road. I believe I was in a restaurant. I don't recall the restaurant name. But I was ordering something to eat, and then they asked me, well, what do you want to drink? I said, well, what do you have? And so they said, Pepsi, Cola, Sprite. And I said, no, I don't want none of that. I said, what about water? They said, yeah, we have water. I said, okay, well, I'll take water. And, you know, the drinks that she was naming, I'm like, that's all y'all have? I said, oh, no, just give me some water. You know, I don't do nothing dark. You know, no dark drinks, and Coke and Pepsi, and Sprite and all that stuff. Yeah, I said, oh no, I'll just take some water. So yeah, they a lot of them are, and they're selling a lot of the dark drinks in most of the restaurants.
The restaurant on Cleveland Avenue and. They're selling Coke products, so you know we gotta get the word out, and that's why we used to be a people that when some went out, the imams or the minister would tell the congregation, and we all would band together and wouldn't drink or buy that or use that product no more. And
that's right.
I guess we did that, you know.
Mhm. That's right. But once, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But once you know, you can just do better.
That's why I say the word got to get the word out. Yeah, we got to get the word out.
And especially the restaurants, you know, I'm thinking it might be a popular drink, but it might be also just very, very inexpensive. That's why they have... You know, everybody, you go in just about any restaurant, they have a Coke or either a Pepsi. You know, and you know, Coke and Pepsi is not good for anybody to consume, but for some reason, most of the restaurants carry that.
Yes, sir.
Them two nasty drinks. They're nasty.
Okay. Are you going to have any poems to share with us tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want me to do it now, or?
Okay, let me ask somebody if they want that, then I'll bring you back.
Thank
you. Brother Muhammad Sharif, you got anything you want to say about your businesses, about how your business coming along and what you're selling in your business? Brother Amin, you got anything you want to say about recreation, about the SIM school?
Bismillah. Is he has this article in the Muslim Journal?
Who?
Brother Hamid.
Not yet. He's going to, I think he said he's going to put it in the Muslim Journal.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I see where I saw that is. I thought it was him.
Muslim
Journal.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize the name.
Mr. Karan, you like, got anything to say? Anything else you like to say? Karan, Sister Karan? Oh, she jumped off. Okay.
Should y'all get home yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not on tonight.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay,
she don't want to say it. Brother Sharif, you want to say anything? Brother Muhammad Sharif? No one said that. Brother Hameen Muhammad, do you want to say anything? You don't want to say that. Okay, Sister lay those beautiful poems down to our soul. We like to hear those beautiful poems.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I also just like to mention this, that my husband and I did purchase some products from Sister Sharifa and Brother Muhammad. We did support them with the products and whatnot.
Hello. Yeah, black seed from Brother Muhammad Sharif. I got to give him some, black seed from him. Some other products.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. I went through mine so fast. Oh my goodness gracious! I probably ordered some more, but I did go through it real pretty fast. But here's a post. Thus, Allah did not reveal a cure for the heavens that is more comprehensive, beneficial, or more powerful, or inclusive in eradicating an illness than the Quran.
I mean.
Got another text. It says, see, this one is, Ya Allah, ease whatever difficulty the person reading this is facing. Be their strength in this weakness, their light in this darkness, their hope in despair, their ease in discomfort, their friend in need, their guide when they are lost. Ya Allah, protect us from calamities and difficulties, and ease all our affairs. I have a short top story. It says, Gaza, civilians face immediate possibility of starvation amid looming end-to-aid deliveries. They showing three babies. Not feeding the children, Lord, have mercy. This is most gratitude to Allah is a secret code that unlocks amazing favors. May we be among those who always say Alhamdulillah in every situation. Amen. Alhamdulillah. May Allah be our in every worrying moment, our strength when we are weak, and our nerve in our dark moments. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you and your entire household. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah. Always remember, no matter which situation you're in right now, Allah chose it for you. Don't be sad. Don't complain. Allah knows best, and Allah will give you the best. Even if it takes time, be thankful for everything. Say, Alhamdulillah.
Law Akbar.
Law Akbar. Okay. Do I go on or see if you can reach out to one of the other brothers again? Or you want me to take this last one?
Okay.
Okay. Duas, you 10 duas you should make for yourself. Ya Allah, forgive me for all my sins, the intentional and the unintentional. 2, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to forgive others and make others forgive my fault. 3, Ya Allah, cleanse my heart from malice, jealousy, hatred, and envy. 4, Ya Allah, grant me death with the Shahada on my tongue. Ya Allah, grant me death in a state of ibadah and resurrect me in the same state. 6, Ya Allah, expand my grave for me and illuminate it with light. 7, Ya Allah, help me cross the Sirat at the speed of lightning. 8, Ya Allah, grant me my book of deeds in my right hand. Ya Allah, make me among those who show their book to others with happiness. 10, Ya Allah, make me successful in every action that I do in this life and the hereafter. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm finished, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We thank Allah for you, sister. Ya Allah, for taking your precious time to come and share those beautiful poems with us. We really appreciate that. We appreciate it every time you come so much. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Allah. Anybody else would like to say anything, to raise your hand. You know, we're gonna, as I read a couple of ayahs from my blessed book, Al Quran. And that says, Allah said, and the pyramids, the arch. Somebody say, turn right in. Bismillah, Rahman, I think. So, 22, I got 1 and 2. Allah said, Bismillah, Rahman. O mankind, fear your Lord, for the convulsion of the hour of judgment will be a thing of terror. The day we shall see it, every mother gives up, shall forget her sucking baby. Every pregnant female shall drop her load on form. Thou shalt see man kind as in a drunken rage, yet not a drink. But the debtful will be the wrath of Allah. So Allah is warning us of this day to come. It's coming. This book will be fulfilled. And we pray that we long gone. And we pray that this day don't have to come. That mankind will change. Man will change his ways. And Allah said he's all forgiven and most merciful. So man changes his way. Then he can get away from that. That don't have to happen. So if man keep disrespecting of things. You may have even, he was speaking on this, he said that the Quran said the man always trying to get back to his nature. That means if he's not getting back to his nature, then something is trying to prevent him from getting back to his true nature. The healing thing coming into his life that he does not need to keep him away from his true nature. And we all need to stay and get back to our true nature. It's like Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessings be upon him, He said he made his den that can be in him cement. And, you know, that ain't the easy thing with this world, putting all these suggestions out there, all this influence out there. And, you know, but if once you do it, it become easy. When you tell yourself, I ain't going out like that. I'm not going to do that. That's beneath me. I'm not going to go out like that. I'm going to follow the guidelines that Allah have given me. I'll follow the five principles. And I'm going to live the five principles. And I don't care who don't like it. I'm not going to let nobody influence me. I'm going to listen to my sincere advisor. I'm going to listen to what Allah has put there for me to listen to, and that's El Quran. We thank Allah. We pray that Allah will bless Sister Betty, the wife of Washington D. Muhammad, the paradise, to give her for her sins and shortcomings, and bless her to enter the paradise. You know, one thing about a woman, she lives in this world, and it's not easy for her. There's so many things after, different hairstyles, different dresses, and so many different eyelashes. All these things, clothes and cars, and so many things that they get away from herself. They got a pill on the market. You can be 300-500 pounds, and you eat this pill, this little jelly pill. And next thing you know, you down to 150. And people are buying these, Oprah Winfrey and the rest of them are buying these pills and eating like a hog. But I believe there's going to be some problems behind that. Something unnatural is going against something natural, and somewhere, somebody going to lose big. So, but they put this stuff out on the market. It's like the man said that the chokehold that the police put on you, they put on the African American people, that chokehold is legal because the Supreme Court said find nothing wrong with it. Supreme Court find nothing wrong with it. So. If the Supreme Court is not with us and we are paying these clowns, then we need reparations where we can fight these clowns. We can fight these people that we are paying money to get rid of the law that people that call themselves police. The word police means to protect and serve, peacemaker. And they are not being no thing then. We're living no different than living in Russia or communist China. We got a constitution that they are not even allow you to measure up to. They're not measuring up to. If they were measured up to the constitution, many African American women and men would be alive today. Because they said that's not for us, because we are 3/5 of a human being. We should have been got that off the books. If there had been some white people, that would have been off the books. It never would have got on the books. So that is there's no white people. The word white means pure. If there had been some pure people, we would never seen the hell or continue to see the hell every night. Some 4 or 5 people get shot going to a place they finna be entertained. Going. Their children going out, getting shot, 5 or 6, 7 or 8 children. The last night, up to the gas station, up the street where I stayed, shootout. One young man is gone. He's gone. He's dead. The bullet hit the mark. Shootout. And now the rest of them on the run. And then when they get them, they going to jail for God knows how long. So who the winner of that shootout? Satan himself. Satan is getting all the victory in that shootout. Because they all that shootout represents a disrespect for the Creator who said, thou shalt not kill. Love thy neighbor. All that don't mean nothing. All that they didn't even consider that. So we have an obligation as Muslims to share with the world what Almighty God has blessed us with. If we fail to do that as men and women, then we're going to go out the world as the most backward people ever been created. God gave us a mission, and we don't want to fail that mission. It had to be given because if nobody else is talking like us, the Jews not talking like us. The Christians, they're not talking. The Christians are thrown in the towel. They accepting the homosexuality. If we is the 501c3 that we have that supposed to govern our religion, help us out in religion, if it's hindering our religion from being a true religion, we need to get rid of it. We don't need nobody telling us what we can't say or what we can't do that God, Allah have told us to do. If we cut back on cut short on what Allah tell us what to do, we are no more than being dictated like the rest of the religions are being dictated to. They'll sit down. We don't have no Dr. King, SCLC. All of them been silent. SNCC, Rainbow Coalition, all them places have been silent. You don't hear nothing from them no more. No. They don't have nothing from them. You know, not a minute of the new generation don't even know nothing about them. And when they talk about us, they put all the bad with our name. They did the same thing to Moses, Abraham, Prophet Muhammad, and God. People, any good people that stands up, these people who run this world, gonna put something bad next to their name. And we have been chosen to get rid of that. So, sister, will you close us out with the prayer, open prayer, the prayer you choose to close us out with?
Yes, love.
May Allah bless us all and protect us and let's keep all our sick and people that are sick in our prayers, and let's keep up our prayers and let's continue to do the right thing, and we are ready to win them. Thank you for listening.